It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, shout out to you no matter where you're at listening. We'd love to know from you. Give us a tweet. It's at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Shout out to our good buddy DJ Hugh Jeffner. He's actually got us pumping this morning at his office, at his work. So do you know I wonder what he does for a living, because DJs are always interesting people.
I didn't know he did anything other than DJ.
No,
I just thought he DJ'd.
Do you think he's like, maybe, I wonder what he does.
I love Hugh Jeffner, and anytime that I've been drinking around him, I always go up to him, because initially I thought he was intimidating, and I'm always like, you have the best beats, man. Like, I love dancing to your stuff.
I love when you beat that beat up. All right, let's get into it right now. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Dozens of places, this was kind of scary yesterday, across the U.S. and Canada, received bomb threats via email yesterday afternoon, prompting evacuations, sweeps of buildings. Just, you got to be take the precautions. The threats were made to schools, colleges, courthouses, and even the media in several cities, including San Francisco, New York, Seattle, Miami, Washington, D.C., and more. Some of the threats demanded Bitcoin in order for the bombs not to be detonated. All the threats turned out to be fake, and the FBI is investigating.
That's like such a 2018 story.
It's insane,
like,
though.
Like, requesting Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah, for sure, but it's untraceable. Like, if it was real, that's a genius way to do it, because you're not going to catch them.
Yeah, that is really smart. That's so scary, though.
Well, this is scary, too. A teen killed himself yesterday during a confrontation with police at Dennis Intermediate School in Richmond, Indiana. The school was placed on lockdown after officials received a tip that a teen was on his way to the school to hurt others. Now, the 14-year-old boy shot out the glass at a door at the outside of the building to get entrance into there. Because a lot of schools now, they have security and the doors are locked, so you can't get in
that's
there.
That's so scary.
Cops arrived at the same time and chased the boy to the second floor. They exchanged gunfire before the teen took his own life. Now, the boy wasn't currently a student at the school, and authorities wouldn't give out any more details on him because he's a juvenile, but it's so sad, and I believe that school's closed today and on Monday, too, because those kids are still going through a lot.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't imagine.
I remember when I was in school, and I remember, like, hearing about Columbine, but that was, like way back, but that was, like,
right,
a one-off. And now it's, like, I could not imagine being a parent nowadays. I could not imagine being a student nowadays. It's just so different.
The scariest thing that I had to face in school was, like, a tornado drill.
Or, like, a pop quiz.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, crap, I didn't study. Why is it that I always miss the good deals? And I'm kind of blaming everybody else here that nobody saw this and told me about it. Kentucky Fried Chicken's Fire Log sold out in just hours yesterday. The limited edition 11 Herbs and Spices Fire Log smells, yep, just like their famous fried chicken, and it costs $20.
See, I would like that, but it would make me so hungry.
Oh, God, that'd be a great
so
smell.
So hungry. I should have gotten some for my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, because he is obsessed with KFC.
I saw KFC in the news yesterday, but it was for something else.
What'd you see?
You didn't see?
No.
Someone, like, posted a picture online from Minnesota. There was, like, a chicken brain in their chicken.
All right, you know what? Sometimes you ruin my day.
Oh, my gosh.
You didn't see, I saw that everywhere. Snapchat,
we
Instagram.
We had such a good story, Pork Chop, with this, like, log that smells like fried chicken, and then you had to come in with the chicken brain.
Thank you.
I bet you they came up with that story after, so they could, like, overshadow it.
Yeah, thank you. Alex is out today because her voice is gone, but you had to bring down my story in honor of her.
Hey, so. Chicken brains are smarter than lips.
Oh, gosh.
Hey. No.
Kidding.
God, the tension between you two. Speaking of food places, this is kind of cool, and now it makes me want to get a Whopper. Burger King is giving away $30,000 just before Christmas. In their 12 days leading up to Christmas Eve, the fast food chain, this is genius, is launching the 12 days of Cheesemus promotion.
Mm.
Burger King will be giving away, let me get the frog out of my throat, everything from a year's worth of free chicken fries to a trip to Bermuda, a Jeep, SUV, $500 airline voucher, a 43-inch TV, an HP Chromebook, and more. And every purchase made through their app, that's why they're really promoting this thing, during the 12 days of Cheesemus, will automatically enter one customer into the grand prize drawing for $30,000.
That's insane. How do you know if you won something? Will it pop pop up on the app.
I would hope so. I just feel like all those things, nobody actually wins, like the Monopoly game.
Yeah.
I love playing it. But do you know one person in your life that's like, hey, I want something besides a medium fry?
No, I don't. Nope. And that the Monopoly thing, wasn't that like a fraud?
It was. It was like some kind of a mob connection right there. So
that makes me so sad.
I'm the king. Actually, Liv the Web Girl's dad is involved in the mob, so maybe.
Allegedly.
Okay. And finally, Liv the Web Girl, I saw the story, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we're going to have to sign her up today. There's an adulting school for millennials.
Cooking, budgeting, or time management are now signing up for classes designed to teach them those basics. These are crash courses in adulting. Rachel Flendinger co-founded the Adulting School in Portland, Maine. Now, the classes are geared toward teaching millennials skills that adults need to know. Rachel's also working to launch online classes as well. Experts say millennials are behind on life skills because many haven't left their childhood home. The adulting courses can help them catch up. Better late than never. I think so. All right. Thanks so much for watching.
All right. So, Liv, what do you think about signing you up for these classes?
Like, I don't want it, but I need it. Also, the thing about, like, not leaving the childhood home, I don't know if that's the case because every single one of my friends has left their childhood home. But no, we still do need that adulting class.
What's like a class that you could really benefit? I mean, if you can narrow it down to one or two, Liv.
Everything that they said, budgeting, 1,000%. Maybe just a crash course on like what taxes and like taxes maybe.
I don't know you like all your stuff, but I don't think your biggest problem is like paying your taxes at, you know,
yeah,
by April 15th.
Probably.
I don't think
registration, insurance.
Mm. And maybe just time management.
Yeah, getting to work on time.
Management, fitting in like getting like my registration, budgeting would help for me to be able to afford the registration for my car.
Balancing your checkbook.
I don't even know what that means.
No, I'm kidding.
All right, well, I'll put a link up for everybody if they want to sign up too, but we're going to get Liv the Web Girl signed up for that class. You can see Joe's Need to Know News. It's all posted at joeandalexshow.com. Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, can you tell me what language the song is sung in? These are Christmas traditional songs, but they're in different languages.
Oh, sheesh.
Non-English here. We're going to broaden your horizon. We're going to spread a little Christmas diversity coming up in about, 5 or 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show.